Yasmin.
Good evening, Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoach. Anna Bekoach, Gedulat Yemincha, Tatir, Zerura, Alephet Gimel Yutat Tzadik, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagvenu, Tacharenu, Nora, Kufrei Shayan, Sintet Nun, Nagibor, Dor Shehudcha, Kivavat, Shamrem, Nun Gimodalit, Yud Kafshin, Barhem Tacharem, Rachame Sidkatcha, Tamid Gamlem, Betet Resh, Saditav Gimel, Chasin Kadosh, Mero Tuvcha, Nael Adata, Het Kuf Bet, Tet Nunayim, Yachid Geah, Ramcha Pene Zokre Kidushata Yud Gimelamed He Zayim Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufal Tzadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apaim Berav Chesed Be'emet Notzer Chesed La'alafim Noseawon Wafesha V'chata'av V'nakei. We're now going to connect to the year, the energy of the year 5778, which is the time to bow so that we can walk with Hashem. There are two verses in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. The first one that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. And we will start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kut shabarifu ishkinte bid hilu Erhimud hilud hilu erhimu Le'avda l'shem yudhe b'vavhe Yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah Lasok Torah mitzvah Vayehino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'ase yadeinu konenei aleinu ma'ase yadeinu konenehu Vayishkav Amnon Vayidchal Vayavo Amelech Liroto Vayomer Amnon El Hamelech Tavo Natamar Achoti Utlabev Leinai Shete Levivot Levre Miyada. The second verse that connects to this energy of bowing is Psalm chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tav Shin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha ve'avoni lo kisiti amarti ode ale peshai ladonai ohe wahe ve'ata nasata avon chatati sela. The year 5777 has also two verses to connect to this this energy. The first of these two verses is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. The energy of the year 5777 is that of the goat, which connects us to Yom Kippur. Sod saduni katsipor oyevai chinam. The first letters of these five words can be parsed into tzatz ki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. The final letters of these five words can be permuted into Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to the energy of the pause is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse, the name of the year, Tav Shin Ayin Zion, is concealed. The letters of the name of the year are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadebaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776, the year of the pause that refreshes, also has two verses that connect to this energy. The first verse that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat velo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot Vayechaskum Achechem Halevim Ad Kelot Hamlacha Yad Yitkadshu HaKohanim Ki Halevim Yishrei Levav Lehitkadesh Me HaKohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, were able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe Lalahe Wawawa Yolayo Alame He Aka'a Rekaha. The second verse that connects to this year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bitu ba Adonai Yohewahe Ade ad kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur olamim. The year 5775 has three verses that connect to its energy, swallowing up death. The first verse we study is from Job, chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. This next verse we study is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru mikol hamachavo yiyam asher yitchabe sham ushavtem elai el nachon v'halati yitchem v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'chipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse in the Tanakh with this energy, and that's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom leami liYisrael untati v'shakan tafta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu b'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. The way we do this is by saying the name letter by letter using the root vowels for each letter. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe Aka aka heta heza yo alada la awa heya yoza la me behe he reyo he kome la awa kalo kala yo la wawa peela nula ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa. Nuta he he a a yo re ta shi a he pre yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da a nu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa ala are yo ashila me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. There are three names in this chart that we meditate upon after we have connected to all of the names. These three names connect to the year 5778. The first of these names is name number 13, Yozala, Yud Zion Laman. This name has the energy of heaven on earth. Name number 14, Mem Bet He, Me Be He, has the energy of farewell to arms. And name number 30, Awame, Aleph Vav Mem, has the energy of building bridges. And we learn from this that the path to bring heaven down to earth is utilizing the energy of building bridges among people so that conflicts and wars and armies and other forms of violence are no longer necessary. By building bridges among people, we can say farewell to arms, which will bring heaven down to earth. And now we will connect to the 72 names of the Tzaddikim in the same manner that we did the 72 names of God. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he be a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la Nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me, la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he, ka a ko me nu da. A nu yo he wa me, re he a yo he za. He she he me ka ho, me ha ha wa wa la yo yo he, sa a la a re yo, a la me ka he, wa he wa da la yo, he yo she a la me, nu he a nu wa ta, me la he pe a yo, nu ka ko me yo re la, he. Be he me zare, wa he be yo a he, a la wa me zayo, da he be me kako, a la a he he wa, re la he yo yo me, he la yo, me he me. In this chart, name number 30 is the same name as it was in the 72 names of God. It's the same name, Aleph Vav Mem, Awameh. It's in the same location. And it comes to teach us how important it is to build bridges among people so that we can leave conflict behind and say farewell to arms. And this is what will bring heaven down to earth. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 25th day of Tishrei, which a very famous Mekubal, a Kabbalist, who was Rabbi Levi Yitzhak of Berdichev. He was a student of the Mezrich, Magid de Mezrich, and he is traditionally mentioned with his mother's name, Sarah Sosha, which is unusual, but it's an indication of the power of his love for Israel. Rabbi Moshe Sofer, the Chatam Sofer, left this day, Rabbi David Matiyahu Rabinowitz, the Biala Rebbe, who was living in Bnei Brak when he passed. Rabbi Yehuda Lieb, the Maggid of Ostracha. Rabbi Benjamin of Tzlatzitz. And Rabbi Yom Tov Lipman Halperin. These are the Tzaddikim who left this day. The more you learn about them, the stronger your connection to them, the more of their light that you can help to reveal in the world. The eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today's class, as mentioned earlier, is a Zohar class. And it is the follow-up to Bereshit section 6. Zohar on Bereshit section 6 that we started last week did not complete. So if you go on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the first row, the right-hand column, has a link to all of the parashas, the Zohars on all of the parashas. So click on Bereshit and it opens to a landing page. There are two section sixes, one through verse 54, which is what we studied last Thursday, and this one that starts with verse 55. We have already said the L'shem Yichud, so we will just start with the Zohar. Fetema havdala b'sheneihu vadai. Amai havdala b'levidihu kalita'a. Havdala b'shimon itzterichtihu sheni. Ela af algav d'levi. Ihu talita'a ledata teyakov sheni hawa ulolam vasheni hawa wekola biorach meishar biorach shalim kidka yaot. The translation. You may ask, if division occurs definitely on the second day, why then is the separation mentioned about Levi, who is the third son of Jacob? It should have been associated with Shimon, who is the second son of Jacob. The answer is that although Levi is the third son, according to Jacob, in Jacob's mind, he is the second, because Reuben is not considered the first son of Leah, as at the time Jacob thought she was Rachel. So the separation is forever in the second. Because after the division has occurred in the second, everything goes smoothly, along the straight path, in a perfect way, as it should be. This is because by the separation, the lights enclose each other and are completed by each other. My commentary, how powerful is consciousness? The pasuk also implies a process to unify after an energy of separation creates the separation. Pasuk 56. Havdala b'motzai Shabbat Bein inun d'shaltin V'yome chol Shabbat V'kad napek Shabbat Salka megehinom Chad sitra me'anai me'ana Bisha divah Bishalta abashita Yamrim Yisrael umase Yadenu konena Aleinu venapek Mehahu darga Teikre shemala Uvaele itarva Bizarra di Israel Ushalta Alaihu di Israel. The translation. The Havdalah, the prayer of separation that is performed at the end of Shabbat, is for the purpose of separating those powers that are dominant during the days of the week from holiness that is dominant during Shabbat. With the ending of Shabbat, one aspect of Gehinnom appears, It is the evil eye that desires to govern the world. Just as Israel recites, O prosper it, the work of our hands. It emerges from that grade of the other side, which is called the left, and wishes to mingle with the seed of Israel by taking control over the Holy Covenant and having power to punish Israel. My commentary. Israel requires separation for the purpose of avoiding being influenced by the negative system. Yet this separation is necessary to reveal the light. This pasuk is hinting at the results and the purpose of this spiritual law. Verse 57. Yisrael avdei ovada behadas uvyayin ve'amre havdala ve'itparash minehu umayishahu sitra v'al tadukteya basholatar dekorach v'siyateya Taman dikti vayerdu hem bekal asher lachem chayim sheolavinun lanachatu Taman ad beavdei Yisrael havdala min hon dikti tibadlu Mitoch Haida Wigomer. The translation. When Israel perform an action, a precept, using the myrtle and the wine, and recite the Havdalah, the other side departs from them. That side is lowered and enters into its place in Sheol, in the place where Korach and his company are. As it is written, they and all that appertained to them went down alive into Sheol. So Korach and his company did not go down to Gehinnom until Israel separated from them. As it is written, separate yourselves from among this congregation. Here as well, the other side does not go to Gehinnom at the ending of Shabbat, before Israel performs the Havdalah. My commentary. Israel must create separation from the other side by doing an action that creates space between the other side and Israel. Pasuk 58. Olam havdala b'sheni dihu simala b'sheruta v'tukpa v'rugza deitar simala v'machloket adla shikach kech binyacha v'itpere be'a gehinom kedein Itbariu kolinun malakim dekatregei lemarechon leela viakel lo nora veitokdu vekeim kol shearinun umitbatle veleitzlon keyoma veitakalu Panura ke gavna da korach letata wikola ke gavna da. The translation. So the separation, the Havdalah, is always on the second day, which is the left column. This refers to what has already been explained, that even the Havdalah at the ending of Shabbat is intended to separate the other side that extends from the left column. It was at the beginning of the dispute, which was aroused by the aggressiveness and the anger of the left, before it was calmed down and quieted, that Gehinnom was created. Then were created all these angels that denounce before the Holy One, blessed be He, their master. They denounce above the secret of the central column. They disagree with his reconciliation and deviate to the left. Therefore, fire burns them up and they are consumed. And the other angels, all those who are annulled and have no support, are burned in the fire. All these have come from the power of the fire of the dispute in the beginning, on the second day. Similarly, Korach fell down into Gehinnom and burned, just like these angels who burned in the fire of Nahar Dinur, the river of fire. And everything follows the same manner, extending from the beginning of this dispute with the fire of anger. My commentary. It seems that the Zohar explains that any separation is coming from the left column, even Havdalah. Pasuk 59. Yehi rakia it pashat pashitu da minda el ketofa yamina el gadol it pashat pashitu min goy mayayo leishtalama shema da'el Ulit kalala behahu peshitu da beda beit pashat me'el elokim chayim ilem it pashatu beit hapaku lemecheve mayin tatayin Yud Mem Hey Ahu Peshitu Did Pashat Pesheni Mayim Ilayin Chaim Ze Chaim Gadol Chaim Mayim Ilayin Hipuka De Ilayin Atvan Ya Yud Mem Hey Mayin Tatayin Kevande Itaknu Itavidu Kola Kala Lachada Beit Pashat Shema Da Bekama Duvte. The translation. Let there be a firmament tells us that an expansion has occurred between the two. The lower waters expanded and were separated from the upper waters, and the upper waters expanded and were separated from the lower waters by the firmament. The letters El, Aleph Lamed, in the name Elohim, Aleph Lamed He Yud Mem, from the firmament up are of the right part. In other words, El always alludes to the name of Chesed, which is the right side. The name Great El has expanded from within the waters and is separated from them. This means that because of the firmament, the name Great El has spread upward and has separated itself from the other waters, namely the three letters He Yud Mem. This was to complete the name El, and to include the upper and lower waters within each other through that expansion. And the name El of Elohim expanded, leaving only the three letters, He Yud Mem. He Yud Mem then expanded down below the firmament and became the lower waters, Yud Mem He. This is the expansion into the second one, that is, He Yud Mem into Yud Mem He. The upper waters are He Yud Mem, as written. So is this great and wide sea, Hayam, He Yud Mem. Thus, Yud Mem are the upper waters. If the letters He Yud Mem are in reversed order, that is Yud Mem He, this indicates they are lower waters. Once the letters Yud Mem He were restored, they ascended and rose above the firmament and joined the name Great El and returned to the combination of the Great Sea. The Hebrew word is Hayam, which was He Yud Mem. Then everyone, El and He Yud Mem, were united as one, resulting in one name, Elohim. And this name Elohim reached into many places. My commentary. As the Pasuk says, El, Aleph Lamed is connected to Chesed. The upper waters are Hayam, He Yud Mem. And this translates as the sea. Sea always refers to Torah. When the letters rearrange due to the conflict of the left column to Yud Mem He, it expands the sea to become lower waters. This sequence can be translated as meaning toward the sea. This is indicating that the lower waters want to rise to become higher waters. It is also important to realize that the 44th of the 72 names is Yud Lamed He, which has the energy of sweetening judgment. Thus, when the two names come together to form the name of Hashem dealing in judgment, which is Elohim, it already has the eye of sweetening judgment within it. In my opinion, this is coming from the reuniting of the upper and lower waters. Pasuk 60. Ma'in ilayin dekurin umayin tatayin nufin pik demeta hawo mayim b'mayim adeit berashu b'ishtamoda ma'in ilayin V'tatayim Ta Elohim V'da Adonai V'da Hashem Ila'a V'Hashem Tata'a Makiti V'yash Elohim Et Harakia Et Pashtuta Danatal Shemada Elohim Mayin Ilainu Mayin Tatain Adonai Veim Kol Dake Wande Ishtalimu Mayin Dekurin Bemayin Nukvin Shemad Elohim It Pashat Bekola. The translation. The upper waters are male, the lower waters are female. At first, before they were firmly established, they were mixed, but were later separated to distinguish the upper waters from the lower waters, and to differentiate them. One is called Elohim, which is Bina, and the other is called Adonai, which is Malchut. One is the upper He of the name Yud-He-Vav-He, which is Bina, and the other is the lower He of the name Yud-He-Vav-He, which is Malchut. It is then written about them, and Elohim made the firmament. This expansion assumed the name Elohim for the verse, and Elohim made indicates that the expansion of He Yud Mem returned back to El and merged into the name Elohim. And the upper waters, For the name Elohim is the upper waters, and the name Adonai, the female principle of Zeranpin, is the female waters. Nevertheless, since the male waters, or the letters He, Yud, Mem, were completed only by the female waters, namely the female principle of Zeranpin, the name Elohim expanded everywhere, including the female waters. My commentary. With contemplation, this pasuk will become clear. V'af al gavdi afresh bein mayim ilahim v'tatayim mit loket la'it batal ad yom telitae v'askem machloket v'it yashev kola bedukte bedukteya ki tayot ugin machloket daf al pi dihu kiyuma di alma lakitiv ki to besheni Tila ishtale movada mayin ilayin umayin tatayin havo kahada tila havo todin bealma ade it parashu vishtamodahu ugin kah Avdu Toladin. The translation. Although on the second day the upper and lower waters were divided, the dispute between the right and the left, which are the letters Aleph Lamed and Hey Yud Mem, did not cease until the third day, which is Tiferet. The third day settled the dispute between the right and the left, as the two columns, Aleph Lamed and Hey Yud Mem, enclosed each other, and both were established properly in their places. Because of this dispute, even though the world exists upon it, it is not written it was good about the second day, because the work was not yet completed on that day. So the upper and lower waters were mingled together as one, and there was no offspring in the world until they were divided in two and distinguished as separate from each other. Only then did they bring forth offspring. My commentary. Can you, as a student of Kabbalah, answer why the Aleph Lamed comes before the Hey Yud Mem? There are a number of spiritual laws being expressed in this pasuk. One of these spiritual laws is there cannot be continuity when the right and left energy is mixed without an agreement between them. If you can see other spiritual principles, send them to me by email. Pasuk 62. Veim kalda af al gav dehavdala have besheni umit lochet beyahawa yom telitae askem bekola teushema de agle. Bigli poopo, hey vav hey, the istak ma main, ilainu main tatain, Hashem ila, Hashem Tata Vabenahu Leashlama Bidrain Sitrin Bisimana Dame Heyarden Mainailain Kamunedechad Main Tatain Natatu layama the Israel asle the emsaita. The translation. Although the separation of the lower waters from the upper waters occurred on the second day, the dispute between El, which is the right, and the He Yud Mem, which is the left, was unresolved. Only the third day reconciled between them, but both became equal and joined them into the one name Elohim. The third day, which is Zeranpin, is the name upon which is engraved Hey Vav Hey, to make the upper waters, Bina, equal to the lower waters, Malchut. Because the letters Hey Vav Hey are the secret of the two Heys, with a Vav between them. The upper Hey is Bina, and the lower Hey is Malchut. The Vav in between is Zeranpin, and it completes and illuminates both sides, above in Bina and below in Malchut. This was signified by the splitting of the waters of the Jordan, where the upper waters rose in a heap and did not flow down into the Dead Sea. This is the secret of the upper He of the name Yud-He-Vav-He, namely Bina. On the other hand, the lower waters, which are the secret of the lower He, Malchut, flowed down into the Dead Sea, which is the secret of the lower He, Malchut. And Israel, the secret of the letter Vav, went in the middle between the upper waters and the lower waters of the Jordan. Thus Israel, the secret of the Vav of Yud-He-Vav-He, received the abundance from the upper He and bestowed it upon the lower He. My commentary. It is important to understand the word Hey Yud Hey, and it can be translated as a direction of the upper worlds. When the Yud expands to the Vav, the word translates as destruction, ruin, mischief. What spiritual law do you become aware of from this information and the Pasuk itself? Send any ideas by email to Yashem. If you have a question about this pasuk, we can discuss it on our questions and answers this coming Wednesday. Pasuk 63. Chamesh shakim ketivei haka v'hei haolamim azeh b'cho v'anheg b'cho V'kol ho kalilan daket bedav ilai il male haim yachloket v'yistakam ayin yud diem saita la'it kalilu v'la'it yashiru da beda chamesh Me'ashenin inun te'ilana dechaye davek behod lemavad i'ibin v'toladin le'alma v'lamemo tivreshit v'naglidin le'it mashkan Mi bereshi it palgo tachoto all your day. Bedavid malka nakye kola, behu paleg levatar, dikti vaya lek lekol ham, wigomer, upiv titain lachem, yilkotun utivatakam, beod laila vatiten, teref vigomer. The translation. Firmament, Rakia, is mentioned five times on the second day, and the life of the worlds, which is Yasod of Zeranpin, passes through them and guides the worlds through them. They all are comprised of each other. Had the central column not settled the dispute, neither would have included the other, nor be harmonized. These five firmaments are equivalent to the 500 years to which the tree of life, which is Zeranpin, is attached to produce offspring and fruits in the world. All the waters of creation, namely the kinds of Mohin that flow out from Bereshit, which is Arichanpin, are divided under it and through it into the upper waters and the lower waters. King David, who is the secret of the female principle, receives everything from Zeranpin. He then distributes it down to the lower worlds of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, as it is written. And he distributed among all the people, among the whole multitude. It is also written, you give it to them, they gather it. And she raises also while it is yet night, and gives food. My commentary. The five times firmament is mentioned relates to the five letters of Elohim. Do you think this statement is true? Do you understand why King David is distributing down to the worlds of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya? If not, contemplate the pasuk longer, more often, more deeply. Pasuk 64. Beshata ditar machloket betukpa dismalaske beake porkfila detifsa benachkumitaman Satirin viakrishu miad bilalachuta kelal vehavo tekavanukva uminchon itparashu zainin bishin lesnehu vehaka atakifu deruach Mesava the Kolinun Tokfin Satirin Bini Nun Razade Arla Elaine Itaku Bazaimin Dak Takifin Hadafe the Had Nahash the Tarvayu Had Afe Oled Lashivin Shanin Vaha Bura Hadaita Darkola Lesheva Shanin Denahash. The translation. When disagreement was aroused through the fierceness of the left, the mist of fire increased and became overpowering. The spirits produced from within that mist immediately congealed. They became dry and without any moisture. These spirits, which were male and female, produced a multitude of evil spirits. From this, all the might of the impure spirit appeared in all those strong spirits. This is the secret of the klipah, the foreskin. These spirits were strengthened in impurity through the violent demons. One is called a viper and the other a serpent, and these two kinds become one. The viper bears offspring every 70 years, while the serpent only every 7 years. But as they are joined together, everything returned to the 7 years of the serpent. Therefore, the viper begets every 7 years like the serpent, and they become as if one species. My commentary. Of the viper and the serpent, which is harsh judgment and which is soft judgment? Pasuk 65. Hakai hu raza de gehinom, tikre bishva shemahan, yetzer hara bishva shemahan, ikre ukama dargin, it pashat mesavu, me hakale alma, wakola me raza dismalatav. Uvish vehu Yeshuva de alma hakashema galifa itmane sere advan mimana al gagishme raton nadava uvraka Yeshuva de alma. The translation. From herein lies the secret of Gehinom, which has seven names, and the evil inclination, which also has seven names. From here impurity expands and spreads out in many grades into the world. And everything comes from the principle of the left, which contains good and evil, and thereby makes the world habitable. From here is the secret of the holy name that is engraved by the 18 letters and is responsible for the bountiful rains that feed the earth, for human charity, for all our blessings, and for the general inhabitation of this world. My commentary. What do you think are the 18 letters? What letters are missing? Here is a hint. Which letters are not made from other letters? An aleph is made from two yuds and two vavs. Think through all 22 letters and determine which are unique. That's the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? Classes tomorrow are 10:30 in the morning class, will be the goodness of the land of Israel. If anyone remembers or has notes on where we left off, that would be appreciated. Please send it to me by email. The 3 o'clock class, I'm not yet sure what will be. I have had a request that we stop the 3 o'clock class. So if you have any thoughts on that matter, please send them to me. Our Monday class at 4:30 will be a mini Zohar class, and at 7 o'clock, will be the Zohar class on Noah, because there's not two Zohar classes this week for Noah, because Thursday is Rosh Chodesh. So the only Zohar class time we would have is on Monday, and so we will take that advantage of that. If there are no other questions, have a Shavua Tov, a good week. A week. Shavua Tov, Shalom.
Shavua Tov. Thank you. Shalom.